Welcome to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast with your hosts, Jason Fernandez.
And me, Jason Ackerman. With more than 20 years in the business,
as both coaches and affiliate owners,
our passion is to help create world-class affiliates
and coaches by building
better
boxes.
Welcome to
the Best Hour of Your Day.
All right, Fern. Someone walks into CrossFit Rife. They want to join. How many membership options are there?
Two.
What are they?
Weightlifting and CrossFit.
Well, and now you're talking like two completely different options. Most gyms don't have a weightlifting component there. That's unique. You have a completely separate gym within a gym.
Answering the question.
Fair. Let me restart. All right, edit that out. Here we go. Take two. Fern, someone walks into your gym. How many CrossFit membership options are there? Don't say
there's three. And the memberships are based on length of agreement, but there's really only one when it comes to the question that you're alluding to is, do you have unlimited versus limited attendance and a punch card and all the other stuff? And so in regards to that, we only have one. We used to have three.
What were they when they were three?
We used to have a punch card, and then we used to have a three time a month. Many, many, many years ago. This might have been...
Three times a month?
Sorry, a week. Sorry, 12 times a month. They're three times a week. Sorry.
Why'd you decide to get rid of that?
It created a buyer's dilemma because it wasn't designed correctly, and it was problematic for the business. And ultimately, when I looked at who our ideal clients were, very, very few of them fell into that membership rate.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. As you're like working that through, that's exactly why we tell people not to do it. And obviously, you dealt with that firsthand. But so many people are like, they don't appreciate a buyer's dilemma, right? Like, you think more options is better. One of my favorite TED Talks by Malcolm Gladwell is, there's too many options for spaghetti sauce these days, and people get stressed out about it. And hey, I want to give a shout out to Kevin Houston. You know him now as one of our, you know, sales guys. But when he was a coach at Albany CrossFit, he was like, we need to be like Apple. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you go into Apple, it's like, here's the product. Now, sure, you can buy 256 gigs versus this, but it's like, I want an iPhone, an iPad,
right,
MacBook. And that's what more affiliates need to do. And not only to keep it simple for their potential members, but also for their coaching staff. And also something else you said, to make sure you're hitting your target demographic.
Yeah. So number one, there is no absolute answer here. And there are some very strategic reasons, some of which have to do with business numbers, some of which do not have to do with any of that, and have more to do with the psychology of the business owner when we are giving these recommendations. But there are for sure scenarios in which a limited membership can be beneficial, and they're typically not. And most people think they have that answer. So the common objection that we get to this is like, well, a lot of people come in and they ask for it. Well, it's because it's on the menu.
Yep.
Right. So it's not weird that if people are asking for something, if it's on the menu. So if anybody is curious to see how this works, if you're not ready to just go cold turkey and not offer it anymore, just take it off of your website. And when people ask for it, just tell them you don't offer it and see what happens. Right. And then if it doesn't work, by all means, you can put it back in there. More often than not, the vast majority of time, and we've done this cost, you know, well over, I don't know how many affiliates, hundreds and hundreds of them. When you don't offer it, people are fine with it. Now, that's the experiment that you could run. And then there's the buyer's dilemma. There's the owner's psychology behind it. And then there's the idea of exchanging time for money, which is also a big component of this.
What do you mean by that?
I was having this conversation today with an affiliate owner because they have a call it an unlimited, or they're full, CrossFit full, 4 times a week, 3 times a week, and 2 times a week. And again, same, your typical, yeah, it's essentially 4 options plus a punch card. You have 5 options. So you have your, there's 3 limited options there. That is problematic, right? And he's just like, well, people are asking for it. And I'm like, again, it's there. Like, it's not weird if it's there and people ask for it. It'd be weird if it was there and nobody asked for it. It's also interesting when you look at the breakdown across all of them. Typically, if I have those 4 options, let's say somebody had 100 members. Again, this is not all the time thing. I can think of a couple gyms by name that violate this, but they are the exceptions, not the rule. But more often than not, when I look at the breakdown across all of those memberships, if there's 4 of them, a full, a 4, a 3, and a 2, 2 of those options will have less than 5 people on them. Okay, I'm like, well, if they have less than 5, just take them off and reduce it to 2 at the bare minimum. You have 2 options now instead of 4. But I asked the gym owner, I said, what do people get when they come to your gym? And I don't mean, what are the amenities? What is the value to their life when they come to your gym? And as most affiliate owners would do, he rattled off, oh, well, they're going to be healthier. They're going to be more capable to interact with their environment. They're going to be able to, work longer and play other sports and all these other things. And I said, right, that's what we're selling. You're selling capacity. You're selling health. You're selling the avoidance of chronic disease inside of the CrossFit affiliate. You're not selling 2 training sessions a week. And when you reframe what it is that we do inside of the affiliates, is like, we make healthier human beings that can live longer and can avoid the atrocities of chronic disease. You can completely shift the dynamic of the conversation away from, well, how many sessions am I paying for? And I'm like, I'm not here to sell you sessions. I'm here to sell you a better life, because I know that's what I'm going to give you. And when you shift the dynamic of that conversation, it becomes easier to stay away from the, well, this session and that session, because whether it's 2 sessions or 4 sessions, we could agree that a drastic improvement in your life or the capability to do other things is worth whatever price tag I put on there to the right person.
That's a fantastic way of putting it. And I love it, because it's not about how many times they come in. It's the value you're providing to their life. And, you know, one of the things I tell affiliates is, if you're concerned about that, or they say, hey, I do want to only come in 3 times a week, a good way to position it is like, that's, our rate is based off 3 times a week. Come in 4, come in 5, take advantage of us. But
right,
that's what it's based off of. You know, yeah, we work with a lot of affiliates, and some of the ones that have been around the longest have a common problem, and that's many of their members are paying different prices. I know I was guilty of it. We will have clients that come in with like 20, oh, this guy joined in 2009, but this guy joined in 2007, and this discount and that discount. It's a problem. And I think it was for me one day where I'm like looking around, I'm like, man, this place is so busy, I might have to expand. And then you step back and you're like, but I have to expand because half these people are not paying my full value. And if I actually raised their rates and even lost some, it would be far less expensive than expanding.
But in a lot of those instances, you can, and it's not about making money, but it's about providing value that people are happy to pay for. So I want to make this very clear. Like, the topic we are discussing right now has nothing to do with making more money. It's a side effect.
A product, right? Yeah.
It's a side effect of that, right? But we're not suggesting this because you make more money. Yes, you can. But if we're gonna do this well, we need to communicate it correctly. And I think for a lot of us, the breakdown is in the communication between seller and buyer, or the trainer and the athlete. And that needs to be cleaned up, because when you clean that up and you make it very simple, you know, a confused mind always says no.
Oh, that's good. Where did you read that?
I don't remember.
Is that on my Instagram page? I think I posted
it. Yeah, I haven't seen anything useful on your Instagram page ever, maybe. This is the important piece, is a confused mind always says no.
That's, and so it's, It's so simple, but accurate.
Yeah. And so we have to simplify that. And you can have, you know, for instance, and this is the difference between what it, how it gets executed on the back end versus how I communicated it, right? So I'll give you an example. In most instances, we'll dial up a service suite that has three primary options, meaning there is a no commitment option, there is a half year commitment, and then there is a full year commitment, right? So the longer you're here, the cheaper it gets, right? So those are three. And then you have a household discount. So now that goes from three to six options. And then there's paid in full. So I went from six to eight. And then there's the referral. So then I went from eight to 11, right? So if you look in the back, you're like, there's 11 options here. Well, there are, but there's really three, but there's actually really only one. Just there's one option, but you can choose how, what it costs you essentially, but there's really only just one option. And that's the difference between how you build it versus how you communicate it. And when somebody comes in, we're like, well, hey, what are my options? Well, the options are this, and then here are the ways that you could make it palatable for you and what you would like to see in your pocketbook based on what it is that you value, considering the things that you just told me.
When you position those, you typically do the no commitment first. So the last one they hear is the least expensive?
Just yes. So strategically, this is called price anchoring. That strategically, you start high and work your way low, because they hear the first number and they're like, man, that's a lot. And then you bring it down, and they're like, okay, well, this is a little bit more reasonable. Versus the first number I give is the low number, and then the last thing they hear is the high number, and they're like, this is way too much for me. Okay, so there is some psychology and some strategy with regard to sales inside of that. But all of this is based on making it simple for them to make a decision.
What do you think is the best course of action? You know, I know it's not a one size fits all, but an affiliate owner listening and like, that's me. I've got my founder rates. I got people that joined and I've never touched those rates. And there's also that idea of like, but I gave them my word.
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But the point, that can be a tough one. And I can understand why people would struggle with that. The counter argument to that is I offered them something that I didn't know at the time was a really bad deal for me. So you're not obligated to continue to get a bad deal. And I've told people all the time too. And I'm like, if you have people that you just absolutely do not want to raise prices on, don't. I've got one or two here that don't pay everything else. Cause when I raised the prices, they came to me and they were like, I can't do that. And I'm like, okay, what can you afford? And this is the point of running a successful business, so that I can make those decisions for the people that I choose to help, versus being strong armed into somebody wants a discount for something because whatever, you know, when somebody comes to you and be like, hey, you know, that seems like a, you know, can we talk about the price? I got an email from somebody that was like, somebody was reaching out to them like, well, all these other gyms that I've ever been to, like, do this. Can we talk about the price? And I'm like, that's kind of a crazy ass scenario if you think about it. Like, what other business do you go into? And you're like, hey, I know that you charge $63 for this steak, but all the ones that I go to are do this and give me unlimited breadsticks. So are you guys willing to budge on the price for this 12-ounce filet, Oscar style? They're going to be like, they're going to be like, sir,
please leave.
What would you like to eat? Yeah. The price is the price, man.
I was posted about that today. I'm like, I believe people are more likely to do that when it's a small business, customer service based, and it's so ironic. It's like the better relationship I have with the owner, the more entitled I feel to pay less.
Sometimes. I mean, there's a local hardware store here. I mean, I guess it's a chain, but it has a very mom and pop feel to it. But I would never go in there and haggle those people. But I mean, you walk in there like, this kind of feels like a mom and pop hardware store. But I think a lot of this has to do with when there are no rules and there's no structure and there's no logic and there's no vision behind what I've designed, it becomes very easy to push me around, right? Because I'm like, I'm not firmly planted in why I designed it this way. And this is why I think some people, scoff at doing clarity or vision exercises. You're like, hey, I want to do this and I want to have a full-time staff and I want to offer my folks benefits and I want to do X, Y, and Z, or I want to buy a house for my family, like whatever, all those things that we all want and I think are perfectly reasonable things to want in your life. And I want affiliate owners to have those things. And if you don't know that, and you just made stuff up and you're unsure of yourself and why you're doing things, then could you imagine? Here's a perfect example, right? Like everybody, politics and religion are easy to talk about in public. So we'll start there. If I just handed you a stance, right? Whatever your political or religious stance was, right? And I was like, hey, we're going to go in here and we're going to go into a debate, right? Except I'm going to tell you what you believe, right? Like I'm going to hand you a paper and be like, hey,
yeah,
here's
politics for me, but yeah.
Right. I'm like, here's what it is, which is not yours. You're just like, okay, well, I just kind of got this, but there's no logic behind it. I'm not tied to it for any moral or
ethical
reasons.
Believe in.
It's just made up. So then I go into this debate and I have a hard time defending my stance because it's not my stance and it's really nothing that is built logically that pushes towards a desired end state. And it's the same thing when you don't design your business this way. It's the same way when you design your pricing suite this way. But when you do design it that way, be like, hey, here's what we do. Here's what we offer. Here's who we are. And here's what we're about. And here's the problem we're trying to solve. And here's the things we're trying to help you with. And here's the reason it's priced that way. Well, then it's not a discussion anymore.
And, you know? And even going back to your example of the restaurant, it's like, hey, I want this steak Oscar style. Can I have a discount? Well, we get the, you know, grass raised, farm raised, like from this special place in Alaska, and our cooks are culinary trained. Like that, you know, they can speak to why their steak costs more than the steakhouse down the road.
So we decided we would hire Affiliate U to see if they could help us structure our gym better. When we decided to go with Affiliate U, one of our top goals was obviously to fix our retention, increase our rates, make sure that our coaching is up to high standards, bring on new coaches, and just be able to have an accountability system and a coach to help. It's so easy to have a lot of plans and goals, but it's another to actually execute them.
And the other thing, I think we've talked about this before, but the other thing is, you know, asking an affiliate owner, what do I get when I join your gym? Like what's included in the membership? And again, most people would say, well, you get unlimited classes. Long, awkward silence post that answer.
Yeah, like, I can get that a lifetime for a fraction of this price.
That's my point. It sounds like a shit sale when you say it that way. And if you don't outline what it is that you offer, both tangible and sometimes intangible values, meaning tangible value would be some sort of recovery services, cold plunge, sauna, whatever your gyms might have. A lot of gyms have those these days. Intangible might be making sure that I don't get hurt because I'm afraid and I don't know what I'm doing. Right? Like that has value. A knowledgeable trainer, right? Somebody who can help me with mobility issues, right? Those are kind of like the abstract intangible things versus this pen has some sort of monetary value that we could all agree on versus the other ones, lose weight, play with your grandkids, you know, all of those have value, but the value works on a sliding scale depending on who we're talking about. Some people value those things much, much more, you know, like for instance, you who values your health and your ability to train and—
Make something nice about me? That's where we're going with this.
You know, you are, and many people like you value staying healthy at a much higher cost than other people, right? Like if you get injured or something like that, you're like, I'm going to go see somebody ASAP and I don't care what it costs in order to get this fixed because I need to go back to doing the things that I was doing because I'm going to be a real grumpy asshole if I don't get to do the things that I want to do.
Dude, and again, first of all, You understand me so well in this moment, because the listeners don't know that I got hurt, and the next day I went in, and that, all right, I see this, Vern.
Do you feel seen right now? Do you feel seen? I feel
very seen, because
okay.
So, you were mad at me, but Monday.
That's an example of, again, the things that you can communicate to people that come in when you're like, hey, what does this person want? Well, how would you find out? You would ask them some questions, number one. And then you can display, or you can communicate the value, because a lot of times they don't actually know that, but they don't know.
Let me topsy-turvy this for a second.
Pancake it.
Well, you know, we did our values over the break, and I don't want to get too deep into this one, but we had an issue, not personally, but with the business. And like, I reached out to you, it was early one morning, and I reflected on it I happened to be getting on a plane after. And part of what I thought was like, I know your value, like excellence and leadership. And I was like, all right, look at us is the big picture. Like, look at us.
Insert that meme of, look at us.
Ant-Man, it's Ant-Man. I forget his name.
Redmond. No. Yeah. From Hot Ones. Yeah. Look at us.
But no, I think, and the whole team really, it's just a very small aspect of what we're talking, simply from knowing each other's values, our behaviors and acceptance of one another changes. And I think that's super, super important at the gym.
So there's two components of here of putting this together. So because a lot of people have reservations about changing their prices, or in air quotes, taking something away. And I get that. That makes perfect sense. Emotionally, it makes perfect sense. So how do you combat that, right? Well, the first way I combat it is I create something based on that's actually based on logic. Most affiliate owners do not create their initial pricing on something that made any sense. They just didn't, right? Myself included, right? This is not me throwing rocks. Like, I literally open my gym and I'm like, what do they charge down there? Okay, and they charge this. I think I'll pick something in the middle, and then people will probably join my gym. And for the record, that makes no fucking sense. That is not a good business decision. That is looking at this through the lens of me as the consumer only, not as somebody who is now operating an establishment that has liabilities and risk and all these other things, nor somebody who is looking at this through the lens of, let me provide the best possible value and the market will dictate what the threshold is on that price point.
Yeah, that's, so many boxes just go wrong in that respect. With limited memberships, with these discounts, the big issue that you run into is your actual average client value is less than what your advertised price is. And
what would you say is the average, just spitball this. This is anecdotal because we've not done the math on this. Of people that come in, that their average client value in the business is less than their primary membership offering?
95.
I don't know if it's that high, but it's pretty high.
It's what would you have said? I think I was almost going to say 100.
90, maybe 90. There's a handful. No, there's probably like.
No, yeah. You're right. I had a call with a new box yesterday, CrossFit Ammo in Texas. Yeah. They're good. Like, yeah, but it's higher than it should be. That's for sure.
Again, it's not about, and I want to be very clear about this. It's not about extracting the maximum amount of money from clients in your business. That is not at all. That has never been our fucking stance. It's never going to be our stance. It is about providing maximum value and making it the best experience that we can for people who are coming in to start this journey. And in order to do that, I need to outline what it is that I should be charging based on running the facility, the value that I'm going to be providing, the level of excellence that I'm going to be pursuing, and then continuing to improve that experience over time. And then take that number or that series of numbers and then package it in a way that makes it simple for somebody to make a decision, and then deliver, and then over deliver. Over and over and over again. And that is how you can run a successful business. And the other reason, because we skipped over this a little bit ago, the other reason in many instances will take people off of the limited membership is because they offer it because they're actually afraid of their unlimited price. They're afraid to sell that one, so they have the other one as a backup, you know, and go with the old, you know, hey, if you want to do this, like, burn the ships. Like, if you really want to make this shift, there is a scenario in which I need you to burn the ships. And if we come back to this other one later, I'm totally fine with it. I'm fine with the limited. I'm not fine with you selling it because you don't think you can sell the other one. That's what we need to break. And we have to break that cycle. And then if we introduce a limited later because it makes sense and it actually aids the business and can help you grow and achieve your targets or your goal and provide more value to members, then I'll be the first one in line waving the limited membership flag. Like, I will fucking make a t-shirt say limited memberships are the shit. But for most people, that's not the case.
So an affiliate owner is listening and they're recognizing, you know, they're falling into this category of, you know, too many rates and lower value than we should be. This is a loaded question, but how do they even begin consolidating memberships?
Yeah. Well, the first step that we typically take people, because it's the easiest, is create something that would be a forcing function for you to correct this problem, right? Because mathematically, it is very likely a problem for you in the business. Like, if you're listening to this and it kind of hurts a little bit, or you're trying to figure this whole thing out, it's because it's a problem, right? It's because you're not able to achieve the things that you want to achieve out of the business, and AKA help your clients or help more people, right? Start with net new people. And what that does is, when I start with the person that comes in the door tomorrow, I don't have to worry about the emotional baggage that I'm carrying around with regard to those relationships or that price point anymore. That person only knows what I tell them that day, right? So I start with them, and then I can build some confidence with it and see that, oh, well, if I just can very professionally tell people that we don't offer that, and here's what we're looking for, and here's how we train, and here's what we want you to achieve, and here's the value that we'll provide you, then my reservations and my own objections start to fall away. And then it makes it easier for me to make this shift. And then I really all have to do is, like, I need to look at all the people, how it's affecting them, and then choose a date in the future to make this correction moving forward. And I mean, we have done this. I can only think of one situation where this did not go well. And this is not a joke. This person did not do anything we told them to do.
I remember.
And this is the only one that I can remember that did not go well.
I when we have clients, new clients, and we're working through this, I confidently tell them this is successful 100% of the time when you do what we tell you to do. Like,
and here's why I think this is important, because the way that we approach is not about the money. Yes, it does equal more money, but I take this very personally. Like, when you do this, there is another human being on the end of that transaction. And there's another human being that you have a relationship with, and you want to keep that relationship intact. So you need to approach this delicately, and you need to approach it, you know, with empathy attached to logic on an appropriate timeline. That's how you do this successfully, which means you got to put a lot of thought into it. You need to communicate it confidently, but empathetically, and you need to communicate it clearly and timely. That's how you navigate that scenario. And when you do those things, it goes well every time.
You know, and something you said that I remind our clients of is, oftentimes they have new rates, but they're afraid to increase the previous ones. Or, like you said, they do the new ones now. And I'm like, hey, everyone paying those new rates is a check mark of, like, we see the value.
Right.
And they're your newer members. So if these newer members who haven't gotten the results of your long-term members are seeing the value, your current members should easily see that.
That's the key. So, and this is a huge component of this whole thing, which is they see the value. So we're talking about perceived value, and this is kind of this nebulous term. Like, what the fuck does that mean, right? It means that they see the effort put in, they have benefited from the effort, and they see the way ahead, okay? When we're talking about perceived value, that is what it is that we are talking about. It is increased results, increased convenience, increase level of service. All of those things give you the ability to make this change. If you are not doing that, you're going to have problems. And there are many instances we have told people, like, you cannot do a price raise right now. People will burn the building down, and they are probably justified in doing so, because the what is happening right now is not great. Okay. And in some instances, I'm like, you have to do this now or you're going to lose the business. That's very rare, but it has happened. And I'm like, I know you don't want to. I know you're not in the best position to do this, but here we are. So we have to make that decision now. More often than not, I would prefer to kick the can down the road, lead with value, get that social equity, and then it's a much easier road to make that change, to put myself in a better position to continue to over-deliver. That's the game, right? It's, again, it's not about siphoning money off of your clients. It's about creating a business that continues to over-deliver and continues to provide people with what it is that they came to you for. That's what it's about. And in order to do that, again, this is an old Greg Glassman, is like, hey, if you want to change the world, make no mistake, it's going to cost money.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to cost money. Okay. And that doesn't make you greedy. Doing something, collecting money and not from a value first standpoint is greed. So avoid that.
Yeah. And affiliate owners need to always remember the value they bring, the impact they have, and, you know, look around your box and the people that have lost 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, gotten their first pull-up, relationships that are made, you know, emotional, spiritual changes that these people, like, you're providing so much value. People are spending money on things that have no value and no impact on their lives. And that's not you guys.
So, and if you want a refresher, go back and look at it's on YouTube and on their Instagram page, the video that CrossFit dropped at the end of the year. It's like what you get when you join a CrossFit gym, narrated by Nicole Carroll. It's fantastic. And make no mistake, that is what CrossFit affiliates provide. And also make no mistake, that is the thing that society needs. Society needs, at large, places where people can go in healthy environments where people are making good decisions with regard to their minds and their bodies. And I cannot think of a better place than a CrossFit affiliate to do that. And that is worth something. Is it worth the same amount to everybody? No, but it's worth a whole hell of a lot.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Best Hour of Their Day podcast. We appreciate you listening and choosing to have us help you in your passion for coaching and affiliate ownership. You can find more episodes just like this on all podcast platforms. If you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to us on any social media platforms, or you can visit www.besthouroftheirday.com to book a call. If you found this episode helpful for you, please share it so that we can help other coaches and affiliate owners to help build a bigger and stronger CrossFit community. Thanks for listening.